What a great joy it is to welcome each and every one of you as we come together this day to celebrate the gifts and the blessings that only come to us through the presence and the power of Jesus Christ our Lord. We hope and pray that as we share together in worship, that the presence of Christ might indeed touch our hearts, our minds, and our spirits in some special and some unique ways. May the peace of Christ be with you. Let us rise and pass the peace of Christ to our brothers and sisters.
Good morning. We offer a warm welcome to all who are worshiping with us this morning, especially those of you who are visiting with us. If you are a visitor today, please be sure to take a welcome packet from the shepherd's crook near the entrance to the sanctuary. As I am sharing some of our announcements, please complete the form in the red register pad in each pew, pass it to the others in your pew, and then return it to the center aisle. If you notice that someone who normally sits near you is missing this morning, please give them a call this week and let them know that they were missed. You may write any prayer requests on the cards in the attendance folders and place them in the holders at the ends of the pews so our ushers can bring them to the pastor before the joys and concerns. I'm going to be highlighting a few of our announcements, but we have many today, so please take a look in your bulletin for any that I have missed. All donations for the Angel Tree are due back to the church today. Angel Tree gifts should be wrapped with a tag attached. If you don't have your gifts for today, please call Missy and let her know. Diane has an announcement.
I want to let you know what the progress is on our directory pictures. After the last service, we have almost 80 pictures taken, which is phenomenal. I'm excited. If you have not had your picture taken yet, you haven't signed up, you can still come at any time and wait up here at the front, and we'll give you a card to fill out before you have your picture made. And I want to stress, you don't have to be a church member to have your picture taken. The object of having this directory is so that you can look at the picture, see a name, and go, that's what their name is. I've been trying to figure that out. And that way you'll have a little cheat sheet you can bring with you. Okay, so if you have family coming in that you want to have the group picture and put in the directory, that's great. We are going to extend it until January 3rd for all those people who are coming in during the Christmas holiday. So feel free to either sign up on the sheet that's out in the narthex or just come up and stand in line in the front and we'll do a quick snap and gone. It won't take very long. Thank you.
For those of you who have ordered a poinsettia that is decorating our sanctuary this morning, we ask that you please refrain from taking your poinsettia home until after the 11 o'clock service on Christmas Eve. Any child that is participating in the Christmas Eve play and needs a costume, Lisa will be handing out after the Sunday school hour, and there will be a rehearsal directly following this service today. They are still in need of a few more parts, so if your child would be willing to participate in our Christmas Eve children's play, please let Lisa know. There are 2016 calendars on the table in the narthex. Our church information and worship service hours are printed on the cover. We would like to thank Oth's Funeral Home for their generosity in having them printed for the church. On Sunday, January 10th, we will be taking down the decorations in our church. We always get more people to decorate than we do to take them down. So please come and help us put our Christmas to bed on January 10th. There are some homemade gifts on display in Pastor David's office. If you'd like to purchase any, place your money in the envelopes provided on the table and deposit it in the church door slot. Mark the envelopes for our talent sale. And again, there are a few more announcements in the bulletin, so if you'd like to look there to see any more.
Thank you. the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty.
These familiar words were spoken by Mary upon greeting Elizabeth. Imagine the joy of this meeting when they can discuss their own and each other's pregnancy together for the first time. And what did they talk about first? A boy? A girl? Baby clothes? Or new furniture? No, Mary says.
My soul magnifies the Lord. I declare the greatness of God, and my spirit rejoices.
Mary, a young woman, a teenager, not so long before pregnant and unmarried, declares the greatness of God and recognizes the unique calling she has received. As with so many other mothers before and after her, she does not know what joys or sorrows may follow the birth, but she is ready to rejoice in God, her Savior. It is for Mary that we light this fourth candle. Mary, blessed among women. Mary, the Lord's lowly servant. Mary, who believed that God was about to fulfill the promise made to Abraham so long ago.
Please join me in the response.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Stand and join me in reciting our call to worship. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. With loud singing, we return to a home of love. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Please remain standing and join me in reciting our opening prayer, which is printed in your bulletin. Redeemer God, with laughter in our mouth and joy in our hearts, we draw living water from the wellspring of your salvation. For you save the lame and gather the outcast, turning their shame into praise. You gather the lost and bring the exile home at last. Who is like you in all the earth? There are none that compare to you, O God. In your presence we dwell secure. In your love we find the power to transform the world. Amen. Please remain standing and join me in singing our hymn of praise, number 234, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Thank you.
Please be seated. Good morning. How's everybody doing? Keep coming. Keep... Want some of you come up here and sit with me, and we'll make more room for everyone. Everybody having a good week?
Yeah.
Yes. How many more days of school this week?
Two. Three.
You must all, some of you go to different schools.
Two.
Norwin has how many?
Three.
Well,
we have a half day.
Yeah. All you know is you're getting up tomorrow morning and going to school. Right? Okay. All right. And then when you don't have to get up, you'll have about 10 days home. Uh-huh. Sound good? Mm-hmm. All right.
11 days off.
You get 11 days off. All right. Some of you get 10. Some of you get 11. Some of you get 12. Yes. And what's going to happen in the middle of this time off? It's Christmas. That's why you have a red hat on today. And what else is different today? What's this thing called?
Advent.
Candles and wreath. And so we got all four candles lit. But there's still one to be lit, isn't there? Which one is that?
The big white one.
And when do we light that big white one?
Christmas
Eve. And when is Christmas Eve this year?
The 24th.
It's always the 24th. What day is that? Thursday. So that'll be lit on Thursday. And we'll talk about the birth of
Jesus.
And you know, in the children's bulletins you're going to get, they're talking about two special babies were born. One a couple months ago. His name was John, and we talk about Mary is the mother of Jesus, and John's mother was? Somebody gets it, I'll be surprised.
Mary.
No, Mary was Jesus. John's mother was Elizabeth, and that John was John the Baptist. And John the Baptist and Jesus were cousins. Any cousins here this morning? A couple cousins right here. Oh, boy. Hope it's not too prophetic. So we had John, who's the oldest between the two of you? That you'd be John, and here's Jesus. Right here. Here's John the Baptist, and here's Jesus, okay? And we all know that great things happen because of John and because of Jesus. And the best thing because of the baby Jesus that was born in the little manger, and his mommy wrapped him up in some cloths, probably like rags. Yes, you did that today?
Yeah.
You had a birthday party for Jesus, didn't you? How old was he?
I don't even know. No, 2015 years old.
Bingo. Good for you. About 2015, yes. So we need to remember during Christmas about John the Baptist and Jesus and the great changes that have been made in our hearts because of them. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Lord God, for these children, we are grateful. Continue to bless them and to use them for great things in your church, to be messengers of John and Jesus, and to prepare the way for others to come and to receive this child at Bethlehem. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Born for you and me. Lord.
Thank you, choir. Our responsive reading today can be found on page 774 of your red hymnal. It is Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, who inclined to me and heard my cry. The Lord put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God.
Many will see and be in awe, and put their trust in the Lord.
Blessed are those who make the Lord their trust, who do not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after false gods. Were I to proclaim and tell of them, they would be more than can be numbered. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required.
And I said, "Lo, I come, and the roll of the Lord is certainly on me. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart."
I have told the glad news of deliverance in the great congregation. I have not hid your saving help within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation.
I have not concealed your steadfast love and faithfulness from the great congregation.
O Lord, do not withhold your mercy from me.
Let your steadfast love and faithfulness ever preserve me.
Our scripture reading today comes from the book of Luke, chapter 1. Verses 39 through 45. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste to the hill country, to a city of Judah, and she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the voice of your greeting came to my ears, the babe in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." At this time, would the ushers please come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offerings?
Thank you.
faithful God, you astound us with your miracles. We rejoice that you sent your Son Jesus to bring light and salvation. We are grateful for your great wisdom and love in your actions toward humankind. Help us to be more like Mary, believing in your word and trusting in the fulfillment of your promises. We dedicate our tithes and offerings for the mission of this church so that more people will find hope in waiting on Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Please be seated. If you turn on the back of our worship folder, you will see our prayer list. You'll see in Personal Care and Rehabilitation Center that on the very bottom there, this young lady's listed. And she obviously is not there. She's climbing steps and being part of the family. So, June, glad you're back home and still recuperating. All right. So, but you can see that Laverne now has been moved in there. Did you two crisscross at all, or did you get home before she went in? You got home before she went in. So we'll want to continue to remember Laverne in our prayers, her recovery there. The rest of the individuals you can see that are in personal care and rehabilitation centers, under hospitalized, Betty, she is home. Tom is in Presbyterian Hospital. He called me this past week. Tom is the one that was the mastermind behind the ramping that gets you from downstairs up. He was diagnosed the first of last week with colon cancer and underwent surgery Friday morning. We'll be in maybe over Christmas, maybe not, but keep in our prayer during this time. You can see there are those there under continuous prayer. Those that are on the month prayer list, and our service personnel as well. And I have an additional one here, Alan's friend Ann. Ann is celebrating a birthday. Is it today? Yes, 86 years young. So congratulations. So you were a Chris, they're kissing, PDA, wonderful. So you were a Christmas bundle of joy. Any other birthdays this week, the week of Christmas? When's yours? Tuesday, happy birthday. Anybody else? Do we have any New Year's Eve babies that got right in under the wire? Tax write-offs? Any January 1 baby birthdays? Who's got January 1? Were you one of the first in the hospital when you were born? So long ago she doesn't remember. What time were you born? 5 in the morning. Oh, that would have been pretty good. Yeah, they didn't do all the gifts and things then, did they? You don't remember. Well, celebrate then one significant birth. Not that yours aren't as... well, I don't think yours are quite as significant as baby Jesus's. I could be wrong, maybe. You know, we'll see. But happy birthday to you all. Let us remember other events, with traveling mercies for those who will be traveling in this coming week, and safety and family gatherings and a sense of peace and harmony around the world. Our prayer hymn this morning, number 230, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Thank you. Gracious and loving God, we are thankful for another day to set time aside to come into your presence, where we can experience your presence. And so we pray, O God, that you will come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Shepherds in the field experienced a multitude of heavenly hosts, and their lives were changed. They collected their thoughts and said, "Let us go and see this great thing that has been made known to us." The child in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes, wrapped in what some translations say, rags. A poor, humble child that came into the world in a manger, in a stable, in a barn. And he has become the greatest person ever. Oh God, we pray that we might humbly kneel at the manger, offering to you our lives, our daily living, that we might experience your holy presence in some new and different ways as you heal us, as you offer to us a sense of hope and peace, your presence for the world. We, O God, might be empowered by your Spirit to be your church, to be those who are willing to take the good news out into the world, to the shepherds, the outcasts of society, to our neighbors, to our co-workers, to our family members. Good news proclaimed as the multitude of angels shared those words of comfort and wisdom. Oh God, as we come together this day, we pray for the hurts and needs of those in our midst. You, oh God, know the names of people on our prayer list. You know those that have been voiced this day. You know, oh God, the situations of our hearts. Oh God, hear. Hear the prayers of your people. Offer comfort and grace and forgiveness, your healing power and presence. And we pray, O God, that the light of Christ might shine and radiate forth from within us, from within us, O God, because your Spirit has already changed us on the inside. First, you must come to us in order that we might be sent out. And so surround us with your grace and forgiveness, your loving and caring arms, shaping us, molding us into that person that you have created us to be. And then place us in the days ahead where we are to be as well. Oh God, we thank you for the mission and ministry of each individual and each family represented here today. Continue to bless us as we go into the world, that our words, that our smiles, the twinkle in our eye, that our hands and feet might be used for your kingdom. Oh God, we ask and pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, who has taught us to say when we pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hear now these words that come to us from the New Testament book of Hebrews, beginning in chapter 10 with verse 5 and concluding with verse 10. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you take no pleasure." Then I said, "See, God, I have come to do your will, O God, in the scroll of the book that is written of me." When he said above, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings, these offered according to the law." Then he added, "See, I have come to do your will." He abolishes the first in order to establish the second. And it is by God's will that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Gracious and loving God, for the words of Scripture from Psalm Luke in Hebrews this day, we pray that they might take root in our bodies, our minds, our spirits, that we might discern your words for us today in your holy words. For it's in Christ our Lord that we pray. Amen. I remember years ago, in a church I was serving, one of the members of the youth group was so excited. His family was taking a vacation. They were going down to Orlando, Florida, to Disney. They were a dairy farming family, and so vacations were few and far between. And this little boy, well, he was probably 10 or 12, he was so excited to see the dancing bears. And when he came home, I said, "How were they?" "They weren't real." The disappointment on his face said it all. They weren't real. Animatronics has been around for quite a while, making robots look like humans and animals. Products that looked like real people or animals, but just aren't quite there. But they seem to come alive and entertain us. That Chuck E. Cheese animatronics band, I have to be careful because I call it Chunky Cheese. That Disney Country Bear Jamboree, the Hall of Presidents, they have been entertaining with their lifelike motions for years. Well, most have been entertained, not all. A few have been disappointed. That technology is now even beginning to appear in our Christmas decorations. Anybody have one of those fawn reindeer that's heads goes up and down like it's getting some grass to eat? Anybody have one of those? Anybody have neighbors that have one of those? I see some hands. Anybody have a life-size Santa that waves up and down and maybe says, ho, 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 in the middle of it all? You know, there are now some, well, life-size moving figures entering into our nativity scenes and sets today. Wise men that may extend their gifts to the Christ child, cows and sheep that are even moving their heads, and Mary and Joseph and shepherds and wise men that are twisting and turning and bending just a little bit. It gives the appearance of them leaning in towards the manger. Last night, may I borrow? Will you come and see me, sweetie girl? I was debating whether or not to come back and get you. Hello, sweetie. Will she be good?
I think
so. Okay. Will you come with me? We'll find out. Will you come with me? Oh my goodness. Oh, my goodness, sweetie girl. Yes. Oh, my. Oh, look at everybody. Let's come up here and see. Oh, my, there's mommy. I held a 7-month-old the whole time I preached last night. And I was looking for a younger one, and I didn't know whether to come back. So thank you for letting me borrow you. Aren't you a sweetie little girl? In addition to all of those electronics and animatronics, there now is even a baby in the nativity that breathes. You all know what it's like to sneak inside that cradle and to look at that child wrapped in that blanket, all snuggled in, and to check for that. That torso swelling and shrinking, mimicking that child breathing in and out, those moments, even though they're not real, tend to draw us in and catch our attention. It lends us to a sense of intimacy. Our celebration of Christmas later this week is about God coming to us in the real person of a child, the real presence of a child in our midst. A babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger, is not some robotic, cold, lifeless presence, but instead a real live human being, just like you and me and you. Yes. Yes. That's the real deal, my friends. The real Jesus, the real Messiah. This is the one who was written about in the scrolls, as Hebrew says, the one who will come to do the will of God. The one who God has intended to send to us all along from the beginning of time so that we might be led back to God through a little child. Yes. You can give me a smile. the author of Hebrews writes, that God has made the divine presence known to us in the presence of Jesus, who came into the world as the presence prepared for him, a human body, a fully human body, and yet at the same time, the Son of God. He was the one who walked the streets of Galilee, walked the streets of Jerusalem, walked all over the countryside to be and to share and to live that good news. He looked just like you and me. He was like us. He had a body, he had a mind, he had a will, he had emotions. Jesus was fully human. His body, like ours, was strong and yet fragile. And he possessed all the emotions that we had as well. A little baby born in a manger. His body included all of those things that our body includes. A baby born in a stable, the very real presence of God, alive and very real in the form of a human being, who would later go to the cross for our sins. He knew our fears as he prayed in the garden for the cup to pass him. He felt the physical pain of crucifixion, the emotional pain of loneliness and death. You wonder. I sometimes look at children at this age. What are you going to put mom and dad through in the next 20 years? You know? Oh my. As that wonderful song says, Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know that the death of Jesus Christ on the cross would be that final sacrifice once and for all, as Hebrews says, through which our sins have been and are forgiven, and our relationship to God and God's kingdom is restored and nurtured and healed? For the next few days between, well, now and Christmas and even afterwards, we will gaze into some nativity sets, some crashes. Perhaps now we'll remember that that child that is there in the manger was indeed a very real human being. He loved and he was loved. He celebrated and he laughed. He was energetic at times. He was hungry and tired at other times. He knew joy and celebration like us, and he also felt pain and loneliness. That does not the Christmas story. Jesus is not just a human-like form of God, but a real human baby. And that, my friends, is the Christmas story. The omnipotent God, the all-powerful, all-working, all-wonderful God, who is beyond time and space and any boundary, chose to empty himself and come in the form of a child, a human being. For out of God's great love for you and me, the baby was born into poverty in that stable in Bethlehem. There in the manger lies our God, who will surrender his body, his very life, for your sake and for mine. The one Mary holds and nurtures and nurses, the one who can't walk, talk, or even hold up his head, the one who will need his diaper changed, is God in the flesh. Come to make you and me holy. And one day soon, when he's grown,
this very real human being will choose to obediently follow the words, the will of God. Choose to fully be obedient, which means giving up his very real body over to be crucified. And through his painful crucifixion, makes us whole. Christmas. It's very real. And this is the love that came down at Christmas. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, for this day we give you thanks. For children. For their joy, their love, their laughter. We are forever indebted to you. For the gift of the Christ child that lived and grew and dwelt in our midst, O God, we thank you for the realness and for his holy presence. May we be mindful, always mindful of your love for us. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. Let us stand and sing our closing hymn number 240, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Gracious and loving God, we are indebted to you for your great wisdom, that you sent your Son in the flesh to dwell in our midst, Jesus our Emmanuel. We pray that his holy presence might rest upon and within each and every one of us, filling us with joy and love this Christmas as we carry the good news into the world. For we go in the name of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.